Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Dublin Bay Cruises bring thousands of tourists, corporate guests and cruise ship passengers around Dublin Bay every year. Now it's repurposed its St. Bridget boat to run on hydro-treated vegetable oil, or HVO, despite the eco-friendly fuel costing considerably more than standard diesel. But what have they noticed about tourism in Ireland after the CSO said that visitor numbers were down substantially year on year? Eugene Garrahy is the boss of Dublin Bay Cruises and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Eugene.
Morning, Joe.
How did a man from Doolin on the Atlantic coast end up in Dublin Bay running tourist services?
Good question, but I'm from a maritime background in Doolin, County Clare. Mm. Been involved with the sea all our lives. Our parents before us were involved with it. So that's kind of a natural transition from fishing into tourism. Mm.
And you got your hands on a boat here in Dublin Bay.
Yeah, got in 2013 we started Dublin Bay Cruises, the St. Bridget, which is a 150-seater steel vessel licensed to carry 100 people now. So we started that in 2013.
Now, I mentioned it briefly, your three main sources of income. Remind us what they are.
Yeah, general tourism, either from Ireland or from abroad. Corporate tourism.
So they're walk-up. They kind of...
Book online, basically, or walk-ups to a lesser degree. Generally, people tend to have the security of booking up ahead. So book online, yeah. That's one aspect, aspect of tourism that we do. The other is corporate tourism, which is huge. And we do those in the evening for corporates around Dublin or from the Pale, basically. Mm. People that are within range of Dublin. Mm. And they take that for corporate entertainment, etc. And the other money flow is from cruise ship tourism that comes into Dublin Bay. About a third or maybe two-fifths of the cruise ships that come into Dublin Port. The other three-fifths go to Dunleary. Mm. And a lot of those have to anchor in the bay and have to be transshipped into the harbour.
So they're ferried by ships like St. Bridget.
Yes.
That can take 150 and bring them in to either Dunleary or to Dublin
Always
City.
To Dunleary, because Dunleary. If they're Dublin, they come in and tie alongside.
Yeah, so there's no problem in Dublin Port. Yeah. Right, okay. Now, tell us, what is the tour that you take them on in Dublin Bay?
So basically, our tour is of Dublin Bay, Dunleary, Dublin City on the Liffey, right up to the Convention Centre and Howth Harbour.
So do you lift the bridge beside the point?
Yeah, the Eastling Bridge is lifted by Dublin Port for us every day to go in and out, which is a spectacle in itself. Mm. Strange enough, Joe, in 1979-80, I worked driving a tug on the building of that bridge. So 40 years later, I'm still around.
Which is making a fortune for whoever owns it.
Yeah, Dublin City Council for the taxpayer.
Yeah, they're making it. Yeah. And do they lift the gorgeous white harp Calatrava Bridge as well for you guys?
No, they do not. No, that's a very, very rare occasion when that's open.
That tilts sideways, doesn't it?
It spins around, pivots around.
Yeah.
Very rare occasion, maybe once a year, that's all.
And not for Dublin Bay Cruises?
Certainly not, because it's a kind of a full day job.
Okay.
It's a special occasion.
And it's not just in Dublin City, you go down to the... Do you go out to kind of Dalkey or Killiney or any of that?
Yeah, we do Dalkey Island, Killiney Bay, and then right across the bay to the Bailey Lighthouse, Howth Cliffs Cruises, Ireland's Eye, and into Howth Harbour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, now, you have repurposed the St. Bridget, which you've had, you own it now, whatever, 12 years. You've repurposed it to make it greener.
Yeah, I mean, we have fully adopted the circular economy. We're being advised in all walks of business in Ireland, we've been advised to have a look at 2030 and trying to reduce our carbon footprint by 50%. Mm. That's adopted by the Irish government and an EU directive. So they've agreed to that, to try and reduce it by 50% by 2030. Mm. We have looked at this. We thought about going bigger and faster, but that's not what the trend is in tourism now. The trend is to slow it down and be more interactive with the tourists, give them a more immersive experience. So that's what we have done. So rather than going bigger and faster, we've slowed it down. We have looked at the circular economy. We have remanufactured our engines and gearboxes, and we now are taking the full big leap by getting rid of fossil fuel and adopting to a vegetable oil.
Yeah, hydro-treated vegetable oil. And that cuts nasty emissions by up to something 90% or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it'll take a while to get the survey done of how much we have reduced it. But after about a three-month period, we would be able to analyse the reduction. But it is anything up to, it's between 60 and 90%.
Right.
It'll be in that category.
But it's not cheaper.
It's not cheaper. And especially for marine tourism, it's a lot more expensive. I think you can buy HVO at the pumps today for your car for about 15, 20 cents more expensive than
it's
diesel.
It's not even that, is it? It's about 5 cents.
Yeah, whereas for marine tourism, we, as marine operators, we don't pay VAT or we don't pay duty. But the duty on HVO is much smaller than it is on diesel. Mm. So when they take the duty off, it makes it much more expensive. In fact, it could be, you know, twice the price,
wow,
depending on, because diesel is dropping in price now.
And one of the reasons that spurred you to do this is that the corporate gigs that you get want to look at your sustainability ratios as well, don't they?
Yeah, whether it's Irish corporate or whether coming from abroad to conventions in Dublin or whatever, they all have a questionnaire now. They want to know what are your sustainability policies, both sustainability in relation to energy and sustainability in relation to communities. What do you do in your community? What do you do in your business to reduce your carbon footprint? Mm. That is a critical questionnaire, aspect of a questionnaire now being issued with the inquiry for a destination.
As they're waving the check in your face as well, potentially.
Exactly. So, I mean, we had to move in that direction. So we are the first domestic passenger ship in Ireland to move in this direction. I think there will be more to follow because the response we're getting from that is substantial.
Now, the latest CSO data says that tourist numbers into Ireland are down notably. Now, they were down 30% in the previous month, year on year, and they're down around 15% last month. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
You know, I'm from the Cliffs of Moher area of Ireland, and I was down there the weekend, and I was inquiring about those statistics. Mm. I didn't get it in that part of Ireland. But that is a particularly strong part of Ireland in relation to tourism. Mm. International tourism, let me add. It's a strong part of it. And I mean, it was a small straw poll I did, but I didn't get that down there.
And what about in Dublin, which you are very much in the coalface?
Yeah, we're a bit early into the season, Joe. Unfortunately, I don't have any concrete.
But you're not seeing a fifth down, are you?
We're not. And I mean, if you were to see 25 or 30% of a drop in international tourism, it would basically wipe out a lot of businesses because that margin is not there. And that's coming off the bottom line. Mm. Whether it's 5%, 10%, 25%, it's coming off the bottom line. That would be a substantial hit if that was. And I do know that the CSO have different system of measuring from 2023. And I'm asking the same questions you're asking today. Where is this 25 or 30%? Where is it hitting?
Mm. Now, maybe they were exaggerating the numbers up to 23 and now we'll come back to the real numbers.
There is a positive as well. I mean, the geopolitics is having a big impact right across the board. Mm. But like, if we look at one positive, there's a strong connection now between the leader of Canada and Ireland. So, I mean, there's 60 million people.
Three of his grandparents are from Ireland.
Yeah, and there's 60 million people there. So we, for some reason or other, we always have an out. There's always a door opening in front of us. So maybe we should.
One might close. Eugene, thank you very much for joining us and best of luck with the HVO. And that is Eugene Garrahy, the boss of Dublin Bay Cruises. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.